So let's just review briefly what we spoke about last week, the TAS. Remember, the TAS says that trade martial law, I mean, and the case the TAS had, I'm just going to review briefly, the TAS said if something had got time of chametz, right, would have been bottled, and that gave time to, that was mixed with something else to give time to something else, and that's a time because it's only nisa mashu. So the TAS says that that'll be mutter. Why? Because you see, for Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam says, you know, has this principle that if something became os, because it says nasna tam bechticha osachticha osura and asis shal k'tevis, says why do you have to say Rabbeinu Tam says that it gave time, even if it didn't give time, according to Behuda, Mimbimino lo bottle, so even by mashu it should have been asa. So Rabbeinu Tam concludes that if it's only a mashu, it can asa the chticha, but it wouldn't asa the rest of the tarovis. Correct? So the Taz concludes from here that you don't say that mashu can never asa, you know, tre mashu lo aminan. And the Shach disagrees. The Shach says, no. By the way, the Ramban just said that the Rabbeinu Tam's diuk about kevin shenas natam, nas natam is lavdafka. Even if it'll be a mashu, it also would ask. But we're going with Rabbeinu Tam, right? So, wait, so what am I going to say? So, the Shach says, no, the reason tre mashu lo aminon is because if it has to be transported to the next, to the taroves, and it's only a mashu, to use the Shach's expression, if it has, which he bows from Baba Kama, koch achba urbo, it's no longer called min bimino. So all the halachas that are coined to Behuda, min bimino lo bottle, all the different things that we find, that min bimino, it's chilkutim min b'sheinu mino, it's only if it's min bimino. But chametz is unique in that it's also ben bimino, ben b'sheinu mino, right? So therefore it'll be also, then we would say try mashu, because chametz asas even bin mashenu minos, the tre mashu principle according to the Shach is only that it transforms the min bimino into a min b'sheinu mino, but Pesach is also even min b'sheinu mino, so it'll still be also. That's the machlok taz and Shach. So the Rav said that you see according to Rabbi Natam that Rabbi Natam that he distinguishes between tam ki'ika and what and min bimino contributed, that's that bottle. That tam ki'ika is called be'en, right, like Nika Isa. And therefore it asas not only the chticha, but it'll asa the next chticha, right? However, min bimino, it's not pshat that it's be'en. It's also just you don't have the heter, the chalos heter of the bittel, right? So therefore it can't asa, it's a separate locha that it's asa. There's no bittel, but it's not of course tarovas, and therefore it doesn't ask the next, the rest of the ketera. But that's in a word, yeah.
But if the mimino would be nosin tam, then Rabbeinu Tam would agree that it would less of shach ketivos. Meaning, it's not, but it's not actually being nosin tam. So it can't just be that.
Right, well, we're talking about mashu, so it doesn't give tam.
Right, but I'm saying that if there wasn't a mashu, let's say there was enough Isser that it wasn't a mashu, was ki'ilu is a proshishin, but it's min bimino, it's not actually nosin tam, Rabbeinu Tam would agree that it would asur shach ketivos b'kibino. No?
Okay.
Even though it's not actually nosin tam, but it has the shear of nosin tam, min bimino.
You know, I'm not sure about that, because, I mean, that would seem to be the case, right? We're talking about min bimino.
Right.
I'm not sure, because anything that's less than if it's less than rov, that's by definition called mashu.
Right.
Because there's no bittel.
Right. But I have to look back at the Tosfos. I thought that this was a riot that even for min bimino, there's a halos nesin tam, meaning a certain shear that would be nesin tam.
Yeah. No, it would have to be that we're talking about tam ki'ika here. Because if it's less, if there's no tam, then it's once again mashu, there's bittel of rov.
Right. So you're saying that anything that's less than rov
is mashu.
Is by definition mashu for
the minyan. So in terms of this idea, so it ends up the tam, contra bina tam, tam ki ika is called be'en, and min bimino is not. Right? Rav Chaim is going to say somewhat the reverse. But in the Rambam and Rav at least. So this goes back, you know, to the shum we gave at the beginning about Tam Ki'ika. You know, is Tam Ki'ika just, is Tam Ki'ika separate Isa Tam? Or it's because Tam Ki'ika, it's like it's Be'en. It's Monet, the whole Bittel. It's that there is Bittel, just as a separate Isa of Tam Ki'ika. So the one who we know who holds that's for that there is a Chalois Bittel, just there's, I mean, the most, the master of Rishon is who? Who holds that, that
Tam Ki'ika,
what?
That's
mitzvahs aser. No, right. The Rimi Linus, right? And for the Rimi Linus, it says that by Tam Ki'ika there's no malchus. It's only nisa aser. Where did these malchus go? If it's go chel, where did these akavas go? So the answer is that it's bottle. Mm-hmm. So this is a new isa of what of Tam Ki'ika, right? So the Rabbeinu Tam is the opposite of that, correct? Because Rabbeinu Tam is saying, and min b'mino, he holds that the atake is it's just a new isa of min b'mino, this bittel, but still it asas. That's the way the Rabbin understood the Rabbeinu Tam and this Taz.
Chazan the Isura, meaning? It's like closer to its to the regular Isura.
The
Rabbeinu Tam.
Rabbeinu Tam.
That's what he's asking on the Rimur lines.
But no, the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rimur lines are exact opposite opinions in general about Tam Ki'ika, right? Because Rabbeinu Tam, we know, I mean, he's the Chumashit in Tam Ki'ika, and that it's Het and Sapachlios Isura. But that, you know, that may go with this because it's like Nikra Isu and so on, and right. Actually, it's more than just Nikra Isu. That's we have to see how these things jive because according to Rabbeinu Tam, it asks not only to the extent of the Bliya of Isu, the whole Heter is transformed into Isu as well. Correct.
As that Tam Ki'ika for the right is because Chashivusu Shal Isser B'Tamo, who's a Pasuk in Iyov, that Tam, there's a famous piece in Rabbi Chanan of Pesachim where he deals with this, with the Shita of the right. But the right thinks that the Iker Chashivus of Adavra Asar is its Tam, and therefore when you could taste it, it's Nicker and it's not Batal, and in fact that might even be why you say Nafach, like the way Rabbi Chanan interprets the right. So that could be shot here, meaning. Even if Tam Ki'ika is not a Yisr Chadash, but you need to taste it in order for it to have a Chalos Tam Ki'ika. The taste of the Dabra Asr is what matters. It's not the taste of the Chaticha that happens to be Asr, it's the taste of the Chazer that actually makes the difference. It's the taste of Bas B'Chalos. So by definition, a piece that was Na'asar can't Asr other pieces if there would not be enough Tam from the original Dabra Asr.
To Asr the other one.
Yeah.
Alright. I just realized this thing was off for part of the Reb Chaim. So whoever's listening, you have to go through the Reb Chaim. But so I'm going to just review again the Yesodis of the Reb Chaim. The Ravid somehow has combined the halacha of what? Of Chetich Das Nevela with Min B'Mino. And it says, since we don't pass the Min B'Mino like a Behuda, so Reb Chaim says, I mean, it's understood that what does Min B'Mino have to do with Chetich Das Nevela? So Reb Chaim says, because the Ravid holds that what? That Bas B'Cholov is in Issa, to use the Rav Shreis, in Issa Balua. And therefore, if you could separate the Bas, the Tam of the Bas and the Cholov, it would be completely Mutta. So how can anybody say Efsel Sof to Asa? So the answer is, the Guf of Shalisa is gone, because Bas B'Cholov is only when it's B'Tarovis, and giving Tam one to the other. It's a separate halacha, that Kesh V'Shenesa, in a Chozul Hetero. But that halacha only applies to what? To the Guf of Shalisa. And so it's only min b'mino, because min b'mino, Reb Chaim says, is what is called gufo shel iso, because min b'mino is afkos tarovis, and there's no bittel at all. And the raya, which Reb Chaim doesn't quote in the sefer, but the Rav said in the name of Reb Chaim, is from the Gemara, because by hazor it's what because dam hapa and dam hasor, and that the dam hasor still is in existence to do hazor. You see, that's a locha that is called be'en. We're not talking about isurim. It's a locha in terms of hazor and the mizbeach and so on, and the pebochus. So you see that it's called be'en. So if we would hold min b'mino is lo batel, then we could have said that what that that's usur, right?
So halacha wise, the rabbi wouldn't hold chanan.
And that's what, right, that's what he holds.
That's a big kulak.
Right.
We don't pass like that.
So, and, but the Rambam, and also this machlekes, right, but this is the opposite of what we said before, right, in Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam says, Tri Mashal or Aminon. That's because Rabbeinu Tam holds that the Isa Mash, that Mashal is bottle. Right? Mashal, it is bottle, just that Asa is Mashal, it's not Pshat. And therefore, as opposed to Tam Ki'ika, this is the exact opposite. The Chaim Shtickel Torah in the Ravid is the exact opposite of what we said, right? What I said in the opinion of Rabbi Natam. Rabbi Natam holds, but when it's a min bemino, it what? If it asa don't bemino, it can't asa the other chtichas, because really it's bottle, right? And it's not enough to asa. But if there's tam, then it can asa, right?
Right.
So, because tam is called Nikra Isa. This is, so the Rabbi Natam, but the, right?
Right.
Rabbi Natam, the way the Rav interpreted Rabbi Natam, the Rabbi Natam is the mirror image, the opposite of, is the actual inverse of the Chaim's interpretation of the Ravid. There's a min b'mino and tam kika in both points. Tam kika is nikra isa,
right,
and it's be'en, and min b'mino is just a din, even though it's chol spittle, even though it's not, it's nisarav, it should be bottle, it's just a separate isa. Right, the contrabina time. That's why Trey Marshall or Amino.
It's not a new Issa, but it's a separate Issa.
Separate Issa, whatever it is, of Min Bamino. No, I'm talking about, you're talking about Mishras is for Tam Ki'ika.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a separate, right, a separate halacha. No, Mishras would be, no, the contrabina time, if it's Balua Batam, then it can ask the next, so that's called Ben.
What if it's just Min Bamino?
But it's Min Bamino, it's not, right, it's not Ben. So that's, I'm just saying, that's the exact opposite of what we just said in just reading the Shulchan.
How would you machalik between chametz, which is aser bein b'mino, bein b'she'in amino, according to this now, that chametz, there's no distinctions between.
No, so the
end,
right.
The end, just like.
No, well, so that's what the Shach says. You know, the Shach says that the Loch Trim Masha doesn't apply to chametz, because since chametz is aser bein b'mino, bein b'she'in amino. And according to the Shach, he interprets this to mean that it doesn't ask the next one, because there's no, since it has to be transported, so to speak, through the other chticha, it's no koch achama uavo, to use his phrase, it's no longer called min bamino. And that, so the Shach says, okay, it's not called min bamino, but it's still called, it's still, it, but, and usually things that also, you know, also only b'masho, always min bamino, but by chametz, uniquely, it's also even min b'shein amino, so the Shach disagrees that through the sekesa with that taz, and he also it'll be awesome.
Would that, I'm just saying, is that, would that affect how we understand the difference between Mimino and Mibashinomino? Because if we're saying the distinction is Ben and not Ben, so there's no reason Chomet should be any different. In review to Shita, Chomet would really be.
Right, Chomet is just an Ishama, it's not Mimino, right. That Shtickle Torah wouldn't apply to Mimino Chomet. But it's only because min b'mino is of course tarovus. You can't say bechametz that it's of course tarovus. Right? Okay. Now let's go back here. So the Chaim is very yisoidistic. First of all, it's yisoidistic in terms of the definition of basim cholov. Because what we've been speaking about a lot between the machlokes mechab and the shach, which we'll see will play out in other things. According to Reb Chaim, is a machlok between the Rambam and the Ravid. By the way, according to the Ran, that's cool for the machlok, Efsel Sochta Osa, different than Reb Chaim says. The machlok, Efsel Sochta Muta Osa, is a machlok, so it's an Issa Machmas Asma, or it's an Issa Belua. Because if it's Osa Machmas Asma, then Efsel Sochta Osa.
Right.
If it's an Issa Belua, then Efsel Sochta Muta. I think the Ran learns that. Right, so this question about the definition of Basim Cholov could play out in lots of different contexts. Okay, now I think
chesed. Why are you doing das?
Did we do Sif Hei about Tipus Chol Shenoflo El Kteva? The Shach with the Smach?
I don't think so.
Remember, he said, okay, so let's just do Hey, and then I'm going to skip to the beginning of Tzadi Gimel, because we don't have much time, and we got... Okay. Tipus Chol Shenofla L'Kteira, She'etzel Ha'esh Mi'chutz, Im Nofla K'neged HaTavshel, Ein Tzach L'Shishu K'neged HaTipa, She'mifapas Lefnim V'Avikilu Nofla B'Tavshel, V'im Nofla B'Bokum HaReken, V'imifapas B'Toyv N'Kteira, Ad Samach Lavot of Kol Kach, Shein Shishu K'neged HaTipa, Harei Nesa Oso K'teira, V'im Yor HaTavshel Derech Mokum K'teira, She'nesa Harei Yes HaTavshel, V'zen Ta'kanasha, She'en Chena Kach, V'lo Yigabo, Ad She'titztane. We didn't do this about... No?
I don't remember, but...
Okay. Didn't we speak about Chetich Nas Nevela by Rabbi Kateva? Remember we did this Ramah?
Yeah, we mentioned the Ramah.
Right, and then the Ramah was...
Oh, hold on.
Oh,
we did talk about the Rav Shad and Hanan. Right, that was one of the Rav's proofs about Hanan. Right? If you say that it applies...
Steam.
Right, then we spoke about steam.
Right,
see, we did speak about it. Sounded fine, but okay. Okay, and then I did the Shach, right? The Shach says, then you can go through the Kedera, and the Shach quotes from the Smak, that this is really a divide loish of the Gemara and Dan Chattis and Zvochim from Mavikin Shtifa. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so... All right, so now I want to talk a little bit about Marik and Shtifa, but as a jumping off point to Marik and Shtifa, let's just begin this Taz. Let's read Tzadi Gimel, okay, Sif Aleph. We're going to have to come back to a little bit about Zay and so on, but I want to just finish up this idea about Marik and Shtifa, if... we have time today. Kedera shebishlo b'basal loyvashel b'cholav. Kedera shebishlo b'basal loyvashel b'cholav. V'mbishlo b'betoch me'es la'es osa b'noy sentam. V'tzorach l'shar neger kol ha'kedera. Avim shor b'es la'es kodem shebishlo b'havilei noy sentam lefgam. U'mutul ha'tavshel avil ha'kedera asur l'vashel b'o lo b'osav lo cholav. Why? Because the Kedera has now, it didn't create Bosov Cholov, because there was a noisy time of Kam, it was an Ena Ben Yomo, but it's still, you can't cook either one, because it has both Bosa and Cholov in it. Right? Okay, but if you wanted to kasha this thing, even if it was Al-Yedei, how would you kasha? Even if it was, you know, Al-Yedei Tzli, let's say I had a frying Fleishik's blind pan and I made blintzes in it, if it's an Ena Ben Yomo, how would you kasha that? Kasha, you could still kasha through Hagola, because you never created Bas B'Cholov, so each one is still Heter in it.
But it's only just Makbish
the time. It's like not but not. Right, but I'm just saying, but Lahalocha, you have Basa and Cholov in this Kedera, but you don't have Basa B'Cholov in the Kedera. Because it was an Ena Ben Yomo, and so it never created Basa B'Cholov, so you still have the time of Basa, Ena Ben Yomo, and the time of Cholov, so it would be sufficient to Hagola, you wouldn't have to do Libun. Right? So now let's just read this Taz. The Taz quotes an interesting Bala'ita. You know, before I do it, let's just talk a little bit about the halacha of Marik and Shtifa, right? Marik and Shtifa is the parasha in Tzav. And what is Marik and Shtifa? Marik and Shtifa is that when you Torah says if you cook kachim in a kli, so this machlokes ramen, you have to do Marik and Shtifa, right? Um, So what is Marika and Shtifa? So the halacha is, the Mar says in Zvachim, that Marika is Ber Chamin and Shtifa is Ber Tzonen. Right? So, which means that I purged the Kli, right? That's the equivalent of Agala. And then I also do Shtifa with cold water, right? Why? And because Marika and Shtifa, as the Rav pointed out, is not just a means of kashering the Kli for kashering, but it's a mitzvah also. How do I know that? First of all, Marika and Shtifa is, the Shtifa proves it, right? The Shtifa is, you know, it's not taking out the Bli, it's tainan. And also, Marika and Shtifa has to be done dafka by Mayim, not by Shamaskim, Machlok Shoshani, where they can use Shamaskim, the Ramban, for in general for Agola. And also, Marika and Shtifa always has to be done by Bakum Kadosh. Right? So if the Bli was in the Azara, so it was Chatas, so you have to do the Marika and Shtifa in the Azara. If it was, you know, Kachim Kalim, then it can be in Yushalayim, right? Machni. So that has to be Machum Kodesh. Also demonstrates that it's what? That it's a mitzvah. So if we look about how the Ram quotes the Lochel Marika and Shtifa, so, if you look in the Ram, can you look up the Ram on your computers?
Just down
the front. Perek Ches Maser Karbonos Aloch Yudalit.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is
Tzila Tzala Bas Habasar Ba'avir Tanur Shalcheres Ish B'davar Safik Im Yishbar Hovil B'nis Bash.
But this is halacha. What you're reading?
Halacha Ches.
Are you going for the very beginning?
Halacha Ches Halacha Yudal.
Right. Okay.
Tzala Bas Ba'avir Tanur Shalcheres. Ba'avir is in brackets. I don't know. Tzala Habasar Ba'avir Tanur Shalcheres Yish.
You know why it's in brackets?
Safik.
No, it's because it's Ba'avir. It's hanging.
Ah. Im yishbar hol v'nisbash lebo olo yishbar hol v'lo nagamo. Lo b'chatas b'vad, ala kol ha-kelim shemishtamshim bahen b'kachin al yidei chamin, bein b'kachin kadoshim, bein b'kachin kalim, tu unin marika ushtike,
ushtifa,
ekev achila. Bein ha-shvud v'ha-skala, magi'ilan ekev achila, bein ha-manichan ad zman achila shnia. Kishyashlim le'echol yagil hashvud v'askala b'yemarek v'yishtof ha'kli bein kli matchot bein kli cheres chutz min achata sheshover ba kli cheres v'mavashal v'shona u'mishalish miyad bein b'kli matchot bein b'kli cheres u'mirake u'mimarek u'shotev adzof achila.
Okay, so the Ravid is masik, first of all lo yodati Mao Ekev Achila. Right? The Ram says, oh, you do Marika and Shtifa Ekev Achila. So one other thing, one other fact we should point out, the Gemara, the Torah says that if it was a Kli Cheres for him, a Kli Cheres Bushala, what does it say? But the Torah says, I don't want to quote the Pasuk, but it says that if it's a Kli Cheres, Yishover. Right? You don't have this option of Marika and Shtifa. And the Gemara Pesachim learns which halacha from that pasuk? That Kli Cheres, Ein HaBliya Yotz Midei Dofi V'yom. You can't ever extract the Bliya from the Kli forever, right?
So
the Ram seems to contradict that, because the Ram says that this halacha of what?
Mariku Shtifa applies to all korbanos other than Chatas.
Except for Chatas, right. The Ram said by Chatas it's Yishove. But by all other Kotchim, even let's say with Shlomim, then you have an option, namely Mariku Shtifa. So according to the Rambam, and is the Ravid Masik on that Rambam?
Amar Avram lo yadat mao egev achila v'al kat amar chacham shemamten kol zman achila v'adar avid lay Mariku Shtifa u'mash amar v'kli charis ton Mariku Shtifa tosu b'yado v'hedya v'tosefta sh'ein ton el shvira.
Right, but not cheres.
Right.
It says Kol Tazmin and Ol Klei. By according to the Ram, there's Merikin Shtifa by Kli Cheres. So we don't understand how is that possible? If there's Merikin Shtifa by Kli Cheres, so how does the Torah prove? You know, where's the Torah? Either where's the testimony? Ain't a belu yotz mi deidof yom yolam. The belia will come out, namely, if it's right. If you do Merikin Shtifa, Ram holds is only by it's a separate loch by chata shishove. So that's what the Ravid asks. The Ram's against the sugya, and also the Ravid doesn't understand what the Ram means ekev achila, right? Because the Ravid interprets ekev achila to mean what? When do you do a Rikin Shtifa? What does the Ravid say?
Oh, yeah, what does he say? He says Shemam Kolzman achila v'hader avid leMeriku Shtifa.
Right. In other words, according to the Ravid, Merikin Shtifa is when it became nosa. In other words, Kolzman achila is still heta. After it becomes isa, when is that? When it became nisabalina. And it's nicer, so then you have to kash it, right? But according to the Rambam, Ekev Achila means what? Not after this man Achila is over. When you finish, when it's still heter, Ekev Achila means before it becomes nicer. Right? We can see this is critical.
Like
so according to the Rambam, the Blurika Shtif is taking place while it's still heter. According to the Rambam, the Blurika Shtif is taking place when it's already became a Kli Isa. Right? So the Ram is a little difficult, you know. How does he interpret this halacha by Shvira only, and how do you learn it called Enevelu Yotzmi Deidof Yil Yolam then? So the Rav quoted from Chaim, and this from Chaim I saw subsequently was published. If there's a Chedushe, I forgot what it's called. It's a tan volume. It's somebody's, I don't know if it's from Chaim's actual language, or it was somebody of Rav in South Africa had it, and it was a Talmud of Rav Chaim, and Rav Shach told him to publish it. I think it's called Ginzi Hagrach. Did any of you ever see that? But it's there, it's worth getting. He says the same thing as Rav, but I'm going to tell you because I heard it from the Rav. He said like this. He said, the Rav said, the Rav Chaim said like this, that the Rambam's opinion is, when are you doing Merikin Shtifa? You're doing Merikin Shtifa, right, while it's still heter. So therefore, according to the Rambam, Merikin Shtifa helps even by Kli Cheres. This is the Chiddush, Rav Chaim said. According to the Rambam, when the Gemara says, Shatovi Yid al Kli Cheres She'en Hab Balu Yotim De Dof Yil Olam, that's if it's Isur. But if it's Heter, by Heter, Merikin Shtifa helps. Why? Because apparently the Rambam is of the opinion that there is Hagola on Kli Cheres by Heter. Why? Because it's similar to the, which is what Huri just said, that it's similar to the concept of not banat. Namely, by not banat, not banat, why is it, does it, because it's, if it's heter, you know, when you cook it later on, since it's a tam kolosh, it's a diminished tam, because it went through, the tam game, you know, through second thing, it's not banat. So therefore, the Isa, namely in the case of Basu Chalav, won't be Chal on it, right? So Rav Chaim said, similarly here, by Hagola, it doesn't mean that when you do Hagola and Kli Cheres, nothing happens, it's zero. No. Hagola helps partially in Kli Cheres. It takes out some of the time, but it doesn't take out all the time. So the time that you're left with is a diminished time, which is what we call a time
Kolosh.
So now when it comes for the Isa Noisa to be Chala on it, because the Ram holds you're doing this before it becomes Noisa, right? So when the Isa Noisa comes, it's a Tam Kolosh. It's a kind of a Nat Banat, right? And therefore it's not Chal. But by Chattas, it's Exeris HaKosov. By Chattas, that Hagol doesn't have, because there's a Mitzvah Shriva by Chattas, right? So now coming back, but what does the Ram do with the Suya? He's against the Gemara. Because the Gemara says, "Hatori ida kli cheres she'ena belua yotzmi deidaf yo la'olam." Where's the Torah ida? It does come out. It's just a separate exeris hakosav by chaz. So how do you know by chaz or by anything else? So Chaz said, "No, you know, if the Torah ida, if hagola would have taken out the entire blida like it does, let's say kli matzah or other kelim, then it's not shy to have a mitzvah shvira on it. It's not a kli. It's not." It's just a history that a chattis, but there's no tam chattis in it anymore. But since there is tam chattis in it, even though it's a tam kolosh, so still chalamitzah shrira. Right? You see that the Gemara has, even has discussion with you at the beginning, whether by tam talabud ba'avatano, whether it's a mitzvah shrira. I mean, according to that side, it's difficult. This Ram gets a little bit complicated because you have to have, we're saying you have to have some time, just that the history that there was Balua wasn't there. So Talaba Avitano should definitely have been, according to this, you know, maybe there wouldn't have been a mitzvah. Then that's the question. Is it enough that there was Balia once, right? But from the fact that the Gemara says he ida a kli cheresh, so you see there has to be some Balia in it. I just want to tell you, So coming back now to the Rambam and Maivid, the Rambam says that what? The Rambam says that there is Hagola by Kli Cheres. The only place there's no Hagola, I remember once the Rav was dealing with a Shaila like this, and he used this as a sniff. They were Balei Tshuva, whatever it was, and it was Milchik's Kalim. Oh, they didn't know what it was. They wanted to switch it to Fleishik's. Right, it was an Einibet. Even Moshe has this tshuva in the English Moshe, but the Rav was mitzarif that maybe you can do Hagola. But Moshe has, because maybe really you can use, you know, as long as it's an Einibet Yoma, maybe you don't have to kashrut at all. You know, that's the sheet of the Ra'or. The Ra'or only had only one set of dishes. Right, we should send this the Ra'or to some NCSY camp or something. But anyhow, so the Ra'or only had one set of dishes because he held that you don't say any ben yomo on bosa or chala by itself because it's a teira. It's only by suru we say. I don't recommend this for you. You know, your house. I'm just saying this is shita the ba'or. So Moshe talks about this and his mitzvah and other things. But the Rav thought this was about to switch from milchiks to, you know, to make it fleishiks. Moshe also had told them they should wait yudbeis chodesh to mitzvah the chacham tzvi and so on. And you know, Markham Hef said, but the Rav thought there was another tzilif which he used to use, which is this Rambam, that according to the Rambam, you can do Hagol and Kli Cheres if it's a Torah. Because that explains the Rambam. The Rambam must be talking about because it's a Torah, because the Rambam's Lishita, so Ekev Achili means it's still Heter. So you can still do Hagola, and I know that's what he used to. And you know who actually has almost the same idea, but he rejects it at the end? Somebody very, 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 very famous. Rabbi Vega. But he rejects it. He says he doesn't quote this Rambam at all, but he's playing with the idea maybe you can do Hagol and Cheres if it's a Torah. And then he rejects it. But that is indeed the Rambam Shita. So I want to tell you something very, very interesting. I heard this from the mayor of Shiloh, Ira Rappaport. Ira Rappaport was famous for some of his nefarious. He's a great patriot, but he was once part of this plan to blow up, you know, to something to the mayor of Nablus or something, I think, you know, to kill him. And he ended up in jail. I don't know why they did that. They're so sensitive about these things. I'm being facetious. It's not a good idea. Right.
It's recording, we can't tell.
Right, that's what happened. Right. I was just joking. So he really got into trouble and for good reason, but I'm not sure if the claim against him was true or not, but I think he actually went to jail. I don't remember all the protein, but he told me this, that when they excavated Shiloh, did any of you ever go to Shiloh? It's really amazing because they have the Makom HaMishkan there, and they know exactly where it was. It's really extraordinary. But one of the things that they noticed in Shiloh, that there was around the perimeter of there was a border of about, like, you know, like a half a foot high, I don't know exactly, and they couldn't figure out what was that border around Shiloh for, you know. And the other thing they didn't understand is near that border there was a lot of broken pottery, and they couldn't figure out what that was. So this will be a little kasha on the Rambam, though. But as I think about it now,
I guess they waited after.
Yeah, but then it wouldn't be if it was chatas.
Oh, it's not the b'kol roeh.
No, of course, no. If it's chatas, it should have been not b'kol roeh. It should be. Yeah.
It must have been no sir.
It's
no sir.
It's a shver.
Oh, good. Right, if it was no sir,
they waited until no sir, they have to break it.
Yeah, but then why? Yeah, but even if they have to break it there, why would they break it there? There, there it's still shver.
Right. Uh-huh.
It's still chat to someone.
It's like a menorah on Archimedes. Like Kasha's on the wrong one from like history, so that doesn't count.
No, it's just a shver of Archimedes. That's not the right. I know there's a famous story they tell. They tell about the Maharsham, about Reb Chaim, that somebody once asked Reb Chaim, there was a shaykhet, they shechted something, and they wanted to ask Reb Chaim, there was a shayla about treifus, I don't know what the shayla was. So they went into Reb Chaim, and Reb Chaim was saying, says, you know, come back later, I have to think about this and that. So this guy's wondering, by the time he'll come up with an answer, the meat's going to be spoiled. So they told him, you know, go send a telegram to the Maharsham, and he'll give you an answer like that. So he did, and he got an answer right away. So the Maharsham said that that he said, I don't know which one it was. So he said that. He said, if you look in the shach holds like this. So the right, but there's the Maharsham said, there's a Rambam not that way, but the shach says it's mutter. Let's say like that. So then he said he came to speak to Reb Chaim. So he was about to say that, and he already has the truth. So, oh, about the shayim that you asked, it's mufur shavam. There's a difficult shach about it though. Yeah. I think who was it said about Reb Moshe Soloveitchik? He's trying to figure Rambam, but he said the sugya is difficult. So the other person says, Mimachendach, the sugya, the Gemara Gleich, and the Ram Shver, not the Gemara Shver, the Ram. Right, so the difficulty, anyhow, so that's what they found, all this broken pottery there. And so according to the Ram, it's difficult. They figured out, they couldn't figure out what this border is at all. And then they realize that this is the border, because the Mishnah says in Zvachim that in Shiloh that Kochim Kalo and Necha B'chol Haroah. Like Piskurav and Chumash has a discussion with that, because it has a Dimach Nisrael, it's a separate halacha. But and so this was the border of Kol Haroah, Aishat of Shiloh, and therefore, so that they presume that that's Kochim Kalo. You know, the Kricheris were broken because. You know, because we shove it. The difficulties, according to the Ramban, that's what bothers me, right? According to the Ram, it's only Chatas that you shove. The other one you can do Marik and Shtifa. Should it be near that border? It should only be in the area of the Azara.
Fair enough. It's just on that topic. I know somebody who took a piece of pottery from the place and brought it with them. Back in the day, especially, they were very makel. Like, there was so much of it that
right.
You could bring it. So I asked the tractor last week, like, if there's any, like, is it Asr Hana? Like, I don't know any of these halachos. I asked, like, if you can use it. So this was fair. He said that after 2,000 years, everybody would read the Chacham Tzvi. That's what he said. That there's nothing there. And he said even more that there's nothing there. After, it's 3,000 years. It's even more than that. It's like 3,000 years. That was, I found that fascinating. And he said that. He said even if not, he said after Shvir, there wouldn't be any Isser Hana. That makes sense. But
after Shvir.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Shvir is a lot too.
I guess it's really interesting. It was cool because the person brought.
I have in my next sefer that I'm putting out about what's the loch of shvira, but that's by tahara.
Right.
That is shvira that it's machlokes and toisus machlokes rishon Rashi and Rabbi Natan. Is shvira the pshat that it's in terms of by klicheres, the only way to mitahar klicheres is the shvira that's mitahar like mikveh, or shvira because it's mafkir the shem kli. So Mela, there's no tumah because there's no.
Right.
So that's a machloek. Because machloek should show. And what about if when you broke it, it still has a shem kli, right? It turned into two kelim, something like that. Is it? That's machloek whether it works or not.
Mm.
So I'm just wondering whether that halacha would be related to.
By kachin
that shviva should be a matya. I don't know. This is why I ever put them together. Okay. So now I want to talk about a little bit about the halacha of Hechsher Kelim for Pesach. a little bit behind schedule, as you can see. But you know, the Ramban Chumash says that Shavuos is, it's like the Chalamoyed of, right? So the Shavuos is Chalamoyed for Shavuos, so we're still holding by Pesach, right? So it's too late to kasher Kalim. But this is what I heard from the Rav. I wrote this up in my first Gan Shoshanim. The Rambam says in Perakei from Chometz Matzah, so if you look how the Rambam says how you kasher Kalim for Pesach, he says, Kli matros, matros, or Kli avonim, shenishtamish b'em chometz, b'voschim, b'kli rishin, k'gon k'teretz v'ilfasin, noisin osam l'tol, kli godol shamayim, u'mamala aleim mayim, u'mafsichim b'tocho, ashi yiflatu, v'achakach shote fosam b'tzoinin, u'mishtamish b'hem b'matza, v'chein hasakinim, masiach es alav, es anatza, b'kli rishin, v'achakach mishtamish b'hem b'matza. This is Perakei from Chometz Matzah, Halacha Chof Kimmel. Right? So first of all, the first thing you notice in the Rambam, what language about the Rambam strikes you? That the Rambam says, it's like when we're framed, the Rambam keeps coming to him, he says, "Umishtamish b'hem b'matzah." Obviously, you're kashering it so you can use it for Pesach, right? He keeps saying, "Umishtamish b'hem b'matzah," right? So the Magi Mishnah there is, "Ushpudim v'asklos l'on espar dina b'gmora ul inyin chomis b'pesach nechlechol b'ham foshim." Because they hold that Chametz B'Pesach is Isur Bala. So the Rambam, you see that the Rambam Magid thinks that possibly the Rambam, so he doesn't mention Libun, that the Rambam thinks that Chometz is Hetera Bala. But if you look in the Rambam, in Macholos Asuris, the Rambam says the Chometz, the Rambam says the Chometz also b'mashu mishum d'havi d'avishish n'matirin, mishum d'havi, right, so it would seem, according to the Rambam, that's a double shesh matirim because it's, you know, you may be right about that, but that's where they were the lumbus. But without the lumbus, you would say that it's a terrible ball, right? That in other words, that chomish b'pesach is because after Pesach it's going to become mutter, right? So it's not going to be usur at all. It's not even isur ball, right? Right, so it's really not Thomas and Mukkuch. But then the Rambam says in Perek Yudalad, in Halach Yudalad, in Perek Ches V'Maisa Kabonos, it says, V'lok B'chatzis B'vada, El Kol HaKem Shemestampim M'kotchim Aydei Chamim, Ben Kotchim Kotchim, Ben Kotchim Kalantu, Unum Arikin Shtifa, V'imorek V'yishtav HaKli, Ben Kli Matras, Ben Kli Cheres, Chutz Min HaChatzis. Right? So that's the Rambam we do, Ekev Achila. So the Rambam seems to hold that Marikin Shtifa helps by Bishar Kotchim, right? Even Bikli Cheres, right? It's only Chattas that you need Shfira. So Reb Chaim explained, right, that the reason is because Kli Cheres is what? Is a separate mitzvah because it's a terah bol, and that's why you need shvira, right? But the Rambam here has by kli cheres, by chometz you need shvira, right? He doesn't give you an option. We can shtifa by chometz. That's the sugya. K'teves b'pesach yishaveru. So that from that we would conclude that chometz b'pesach is yisur heterah bol. Yisur, otherwise you would have had the option of going to the Ram, the Shita Sol, should have had the option of Agola. So by the way, this Kivega I quoted is Simon, it's in its Chuvus, it's Simon Memtes. that maybe Hagola helps by Fleishiks or Milchiks Kalim, right? And he rejects it because he says, because by Pesach, it says, there's Pesach Shaveru, even though many hold that what? That Chomesh B'Pesach is a Teira Bola, so he should have had the option of what? Of Hagola by Pesach. Right? So the question is, why indeed is K'deves B'Pesach is Shaveru, he should have what? It should have had the option of Hagola. Right, because the Ram seems to hold that what Rikin Shtifa is what? That what do you call it? That Chomesh Pesach is right. So the Rav said like this. The Rambam has, and we do it, this is our meaning as well. When we kasha kalim, right? We do Marika, we do Hagola, and then Shotvim B'Tzoinim. We wash it with cold water. It's not Likuba, but we wash it with salt water. The Rambam, in Machos HaSus, when he speaks about kashering things, doesn't mention the Shtifa business. He borrowed Marika and Shtifa from where? He borrowed it especially for what? For kashering kalim for Pesach. So, and the mocker for this is, this was the minig of the Goyim, apparently. So, the Rav said, you see from here that the halacha of kashering kalim for Pesach is a special halacha. It's not just to get the bliya out of the kli. There's a special halacha that you shouldn't use chometz to kalim on Pesach. So when you do the hagola, right? When you do the hagola, it's not only taking the bliya out, but it's being matir the hishtamshus of the kli. Where do we find a hagola that's a matir? Where in the Torah is that pasha of hagola? That's it's the regular pasha, right? It's here by kachin, by Mikin Shtifa. So therefore, the Rambam thinks like this: any chenami could be that chometz b'pesach is a teira bola, but since it's padded after, right? And that's why the Rambam keeps saying he wants to emphasize it's a matir. He says, right, magil, and then v'sholtim b'tzonin. What does he have to keep saying mishtamish? Obviously that's what, you know, he wants to emphasize that it's a matter to be mishtamish, because really you're not allowed to use chomesh to kalim, right? That's why the general minig is, which is quoted in the Magen Avraham, that we try to buy new kalim for Pesach, not kasha the kalim chatchila, right? If they're expensive kalim, your silver wins and like that silver thing, then we do kasha. But you know that's the Magen Avraham. So now coming to this issue about why does he hold you have to break can be Pesach, because it's like the Chatas. Why is it like the Chatas, aside from the source of the Issa business? I'm not giving you that. I'm just saying Alpi Halacha, but it's worth thinking about. Is because like we said before, by Cheres, the Hagola leaves a little bit, right? You know, according to Ram, there is a little bit left, and that's why it's Shayach Shvir, because that's Torah Hidal Kli Cheres, right? So even though it's a Torah, but there's a remnant left, that remnant for Pesach is not sufficient, because what? Aside from it could be because also the Yisumashu, I didn't think about that, but aside from the Yisumashu, because it's, what do you call it? It's still called stamped as a kli in the Stamish Bochemetz, just like it's stamped as a kli Shabushal Bo Achatas. Right? So the Rav quoted in the Yotza of Shabbos HaGadol, which was written by Rav Yosef Tuv Elin, right? This is, Rav Yosef Tuv Elin lived, I think, at the time of the Goyim, right? So in the Yotza to Shabbos HaGadol, it says, Sakini da Ishtamish Bohu Chamira, La avuchin im efshel asolson chadoshim hemishubachim. And as if you can get new ones, it's better. V'im lo mag ilam bevoschim ubekli rishon hemitzuch tzachim. But if not, then do hagola. And what does mitzuch tzach means? They're shiners. He's saying that they're transformed into a new kli. Okay. And this is quoted, by the way, as I said before, by the Magen Avraham. That's the lashon of Magen Avraham. So chadchil, if you can, you should buy new kelim. So we never found this that by other kelim of Issa that you chadchil shouldn't use and shouldn't do hagola, but that's a special locha a Pesach. Also, the Rambam has here in Chametz Matzah, Kli Matras Vavonim Kli at Eitin Shetambe and Chametz Bekli Sheni, Kom Kairis Vekosus, Nosan Tok Kli Godel, Nosan Vayim Voschim, Manichim Etochim Achi Yeflitu, Vakach Shotav Mishtamish Ben Vematzah, right? That the Ram has even it by Kli Sheni that you have to kasher, even though we don't find that by in Macholos HaSuvos. The Rav thought that may also be a chumrah of Pesach because it's still called the Kli Sheni Shtamish Baho Vechametz. So the Rav said that in general the minig is we generally, unless it's in Ibiyor, but what do we read Shabbos HaGadol? What parsha? Tzav. Why? So the Rav said the reason we read Tzav is because the what do you have in Tzav? Rikin Shtifa. This is a wonderful, wonderful Shtikul Torah. So if you have a little bit more time, let's just do this Taz. The Taz talks about Rikin Shtifa here. The Taz is Taz Aleph Avim Hashoma Ace La Ace, then it doesn't become right, doesn't become Bas Mechalev. Hatur Kosa B'Shem Bala Ito and Bishol Cholov B'Kdeira Shel Bosa Bas Yuma V'yesh Bo Shishim. You have the Taz Mevashel Achakach Me'ezim In Shiyitza for Tamal of Ayin Sham, for Hanir Lataris Das Bal Ha'ita, Al Nochon, the Nir Shahaya Koshalo, Mashi Yesh La Hakshos, Mimor Damino Terakol Shah. Terakol Shah, Daf Lam, and Gabi Kli Cheres, Chazin and Lahu. The midi maisi v'atori idal kli cheresh eni yotz midi dof yula olam pirush Rashi came to poltin umashkin midof nechinot. You can see vapors coming out of a kli cheresh, an earthenware kli on the other side. So you see that it's very very porous and things can go through it. Vade balu v'sulo palti v'atori idal kli cheresh shekem chibalu shuv ein poltin shoyv kli eitz matchitz kosev. The Tano, and still that's a shaila whether it requires shvir or not. Hainu lefisha so kibishu balua akal l'shono zemol l'tamitz kushis atoisus lo havig zera ava b'chol makom kosher kushios senu dilma chulin shiny mikotchim kimo b'had l'el v'nira debal ha'itu ha'yosfir l'mikoch kushizu b'cheres b'chulin. Ein achinami dimin hatorah mutu b'hagola. Ela dafka bekotchim amma tova enu yotsmi de dofio. Vabonin amma degam bechulin amina kain. Vahashta nicha de sphirle labal haito kan. Tikva nifla tam habosa mikoach hagolishim. Shabo al yede bishul cholov. Elishmi drabonin yes isha mikoach enu yotsmi de dofio. So he's saying what? That the Bala Ita holds that when you did Hagola, since it's a Teva, it helps by what? By Kli Cheres. Whose opinion is that? That's like the Rambam, right? That by Hagola, by Kli Cheres, Hagola, by Teva works on Kli Cheres. I'm not sure even if he's saying because of the Rav, because of it's a Torah, or is he saying in general by Chulin? This it's a Chumra only by Kochim, not by Chulin. Every time pogum, if it's a nice time of gamenin ben yomo, the chatchila you don't use it, but b'di'evit it's mutter. So here by kli cheres, if you don't permit it, it'll be b'di'evit, you can never use it. For kan have b'di'evit, kem she efshel ishtamish bo, al kain shavkua kan adin toira, the ein kan gzeret rabon and klal. Zu the cholov, yavo ha'isum mitikunze nase hakilkul, namely that he kashered. He's saying that he kashered it with cholov, right? So therefore, he did hagol with cholov, assuming that shamashkim helps. Nase hakilkul v'zelo gozu abonu kachnir ali nochon das balaita v'gamisim kufchav al mevi hatu divi balaita. The maker of kli cheres she'eno ben yomo came she'eno el mitrabonon. We're somich on this balaita that if the isa is not an isa she'ikum min haTorah like bishalakum that we do hagola gimel pamim and it helps for and it helps even by kli cheres. But anyway, if you have another minute, I'll just tell you something on chumash. If I told it you already, then stop me. I have this in my safe on Chumash. But I think it's a very good word. I once told this to Ivan Lichtenstein. He told me it was Emes Lamito. In this week's parsha, we have the mitzvah of Yovel. And the Yovel is years precipitated by the blowing of the shofar, right? And we're very familiar from the Liberty Bell that, right? Cross and draw by Ovitz, proclaim liberty throughout the land. So the interesting thing is this. It says, where is shofar mentioned in the Torah, that you blow shofar? It's mentioned by Yovel, right? But there's another time during the year that we blow the shofar, Yovel, once every 50 years, or once every several thousand, because we had the mitzvah to blow lately. But the other place we blow shofar is every year on Rosh Hashanah. But we learn out from Xerah Shava that the shofar of Yovel applies also to, right? Because by Shanidon it says Yom Chu Yilachem. It doesn't mention the shofar. So it seems strange to me. You know, the shofar of Rosh Hashanah comes every year. Yovel comes at a maximum every 50 years, right? So it would seem that you should tell us the halach of shofar in Rosh Hashanah, right? Let's say in Pashas Emma or whatever. And then learn from there to Yovel, which comes every 50 years. Why is it posited in Yovel, in what? In the that's the shofar, and not in Rosh Hashanah. So the answer, I think, is this. We know the famous Rambam. The Rambam says that if you steal a shofar in Rosh Hashanah, you're Yotzei. Right? And the Rambam says, why? She'ein b'kol din gezel. Because the Rambam famously thought that the mitzvah of shofar was l'shmora. That's why he changed the nusach of the bracha. The nusach previously, the Rabbi Yatama and the Goyim, was the skol b'shofar. The Rambam has by l'shmora called shofar. So, because he said the mitzvah is the shmir, not the tkiya. So the Ram says she'ein b'kol din gezel. The Rav explained that the Ram means that loch mitzvah babi aveira relates to the chefter shel mitzvah. The chefter shel mitzvah by shofar is the call, not the what, not the shofar. So the shofar is simply the medium necessary for producing this call. But if you look, the Rav pointed this out. If you look in the Rambam by Yovel, the Rambam says the mitzvah is l'skoa. And then the Rambam says, Mavirim shofar b'chol gvul yisrael. Because everybody has to blow for themselves. Because the mitzvah is kia. If the mitzvah is kia, I can't be motzi. You have to blow for yourself. Right? There's no shemeir ka'ona on the ma'aseh kia itself. So I was thinking, that's why it's mentioned by Yovel. Because by Yovel, the chefetz shel mitzvah is what? Is kia. Is shofar, right? And it could be therefore by shofar, if I'll steal a shofar for Yovel, I won't be Yotzer, because that's the Chesed Shal Mitzvah as opposed to Rosh Hashanah. So the other Torah says shofar. But Rosh Hashanah just says kol, it says Yom Tshuva Yelechem. Why? Because there the mitzvah is the kol. The Chesed Shal Mitzvah is kol. Right? So my son Moshe spoke to Shabbos, my shul, and he said over this forth, and he applied it to the, this is, we're about to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Yovel, of the Six-Day War. I remember it like yesterday. Of course, I was in America, not in Israel, but just listening to it on radio, you know, it was really a time of extraordinary trepidation, because if not for Rachmei Shemayim, Israel would have been completely extinguished with the Yishuv. If you read what is just an extraordinary book, you should read Orman's book, 6 Days of War. But there's one thing that always struck me it's just a history which I was not familiar with. The Russian ambassador came to NASA the day before. They were going to have, the Egyptians had planned an early attack. And the Egyptian field marshal, who had a complicated relationship with NASA, his name was Amr, A-M-R, he was about to attack. And the Russian ambassador had come the night before. They were about to, begin the war, and he said that the Americans know about this, and the Israelis know about your planned attack, and I'm not sure if that was completely accurate, but it got NASA completely riled, and he went at night right after that meeting to the field marshal, Emma, and he called off. He begged them to call off the thing, and he didn't want to do it. He said, "We're all prepared to go," and he said, "No, don't do it." And because of that, they didn't do it. And Israel then sent its air force, and it destroyed the Egyptian air force, and the war was over essentially because of that. Had he not misread what the Russian ambassador, who wasn't on our side, you know, now Russia's our best friend, and we talk to them all the time, as we know, right? But it's just incredible, you know, what could have happened. It's just an incredible fact to think about. And, you know, so my son said, you know, this is the 50th year, the Yovel, but we always have to think about the two shofars. The shofar freedom, right, that we're free from our enemies and we were triumphant, but also the shofar of tefillah, of the kol shofar. And we're thinking about that, both of those, you know, as we celebrate this 50th anniversary. Hopefully one day there'll be peace in the land. Because that's class of Drawba arts. Freedom and peace. I just want to tell you one other story about the Yovel.
Yeah.
It's an interesting story. I'm working actually on we're working on a book now with Joe Lieberman about Shavuos. He did the one on a friend of mine, Joe Olowalski, once called me. This goes back a while. That he was senator, he was in the Senate then. Joe, when they built the pavilion around the Liberty Bell, so they put the pasuk, and you proclaim liberty throughout the land to the inhabitants thereof, in every single language. in Chinese, in Arabic, in French, you know, in every language. The one language that wasn't there was Hebrew. It was just shocking. So I told Sandalib, man, I bet, you know, isn't it, that's the original text, you know. So Joe wrote to the, whatever it was, the Parks, you know, department, whatever, it was under the federal government, and they said, well, to put up, you know, the plaque and the thing was like $2,800. It was a crazy number, you know, to put up a plaque. They said, you know, he thought in your $1 billion, whatever it is, you could find the money, and back and forth, and finally they did it. But, you know, and Joe told her, Sandal even told her, you know, many of the founding fathers knew Hebrew, and they spoke it in the original. And so, and yeah, that's the story. When you go there one time to Philadelphia, you'll see it in Hebrew. That was Senator Lieberman's intervention.
Rav Putman has a piece in Rosh Hashanah about the Tikiyah Shofar by Yovel. And he wants to say that...
Just remind me your name again.
Yilan Friedman.
Are you officially going to be in the class?
I'm trying to come. I haven't been around.
So let me do this. Let me add you to the list.
Okay. I'm not in REITs. I just got married. I'm here for a few months, so I'm.
So you're not taking an exam?
No, I'm not taking an exam. No.
And where did you learn before?
I was in Mir. I was in Solar Spring this past year, and before that, I was in Erkstel for.
Who were you by? By Russia?
I was by Moshe Iron Friedman. Chavrusa the brother with Russia.
You were Chavrusa with
Russia? No, he was my brother.
I was really impressed for a second.
It's because thing about, oh, it's really, it's a Shver Sugya, not the Rambam. So the mere equivalent was to Shver Ritzel, because Rav Asher says, that's the equivalent.
That's the equivalent. I went a few times to Rav Asher Shia. The thing that struck me the most about him, because my son-in-law was learning there then, Avi Michelle, and then my Moshe was there, just to watch him walk in, just the extraordinary, the monster is palpable, you know. He walks in so humble, it's just extraordinary.
It's really because he's obviously like just a massive person. At 9 o'clock in the morning, he's right by Beis Shalom going inside. I'm like, what about? I walk by and I was like, oh, book or something. He really wants you to have a good morning. Like, that he wants you to have a good morning.
Why?
He's very unassuming.
It's actually very counterintuitive. Oops, I got it.
Okay, it's not.